USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators will join Missouri Senator Josh Hawley in raising objections to the Electoral College vote when Congress meets to certify the presidential election on January 6th. Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would lead the effort in the Senate. Representative Chuck Fleischman says he thinks the entire congressional delegation from Tennessee will join him in objecting. He tells Fox News that he will try to get his constituents answers about alleged irregularities in swing states.
Fundamental to our great republic, our constitutional republic, is the sanctity of the vote. And after listening to my constituents from across the 3rd District of Tennessee and actually looking at what happened in these swing states, I've got grave concerns about the process that went on, and I'm going to voice those concerns with an objection standing with President Trump on this week.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guarantee that it continues until March 1st and a 10-year warranty, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
A group of Republican senators say they will challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on January 6th to certify that vote. Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would lead the challenging bloc. The group is calling for the formation of a commission to perform a 10-day audit of the results in a disputed state. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is one of the group challenging the results and tells Fox News that the move is about making sure that voters can be confident in the electoral system.
There are ways for us to approach this. This is one of them. We should get answers to this. The American people should be able to trust in their electoral system, and the Electoral College is a vital part of our process, and this will be the opportunity that we have to weigh in.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tonight is your chance to see the last meteor shower of the season. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The first meteor shower of the new year and the last of the season lights up the sky tonight. The Quadrantid meteor shower peaking overnight. NASA calls it one of the best meteor showers. The Quadrantids were first seen in 1825 and originate from the small asteroid 1003 EH1, which was discovered by the Lowell Observatory in 2003. If you're in the prime spot, you could see bright, colorful blasts of light dozens of times an hour.
Iran has alerted a UN nuclear watchdog that it will begin enriching uranium up to 20% as soon as possible, putting that country's nuclear program closer to making weapons-grade materials. The announcement comes as the one-year anniversary of the killing of one of Iran's top generals in a drone strike in Iraq approaches. Officials have been worried about possible retaliation from Iran as the anniversary nears. The decision from the Iranians appears to be an attempt to gain some relief from international sanctions, as well as to influence the policies of the incoming Biden administration. And the Coast Guard has suspended its search for a boat heading to Florida with 20 people aboard. Authorities say the vessel left the Bahamas on Monday and was planning to make the around 50-mile journey to Lake Worth, Florida. After receiving reports that the boat had never arrived, the Coast Guard searched for the missing boat for 3 days before suspending the search. The Coast Guard says the search could resume if new information on the boat's whereabouts is received. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.